Tomorrow, the U.S. Senate Energy Committee is scheduled to debate a measure that would open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. If it is signed into law, the Congressional Budget Office estimates it would raise $2.2 billion in the first decade. Half of that revenue would go to the state of Alaska, as would half of all royalties if oil is discovered and extracted. But some Alaskans who favor drilling say the state deserves far more. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Lauren Lehman was in grade school when Alaska became a state. But from his earliest political memories, he's known Alaska was to get 90% of revenues from mineral leasing on federal lands in perpetuity.
Alaskans were told this is the promise, and then, you know, for it to be other than that is, I think, an example of another broken promise.
Lehman grew up to be a state senator and then lieutenant governor. The 90% promise lives on in his heart. And not just there. In 2005, for instance, the Alaska legislature overwhelmingly voted to oppose, quote, any attempt to coerce the state of Alaska into accepting less than the 90% it was promised at statehood. But Lehman says environmental groups and others opposed to drilling in the refuge have been pummeling the state for 37 years already. Lehman says it's a matter of counting votes in Congress.
The reality is we're likely not going to get there without reverting to the 50-50 split.
Senator Lisa Murkowski's ANWR proposal, like others before it back to the 90s, calls for a 50-50 split. Lehman hopes it passes. And if it does, Lehman can't rule out some kind of legal action.
I don't know that we want to necessarily show all of our hands or even talk about what might be, but I believe Alaska ought to continue to assert its rights as aggressively as possible.
That might not be easy. Some say the Statehood Act doesn't actually guarantee Alaska 90% of revenues forever. In the 1990s, then-Governor Wally Hickel sued to enforce the 90-10 split and lost. Current Governor Bill Walker says he's not going to argue with an even split if it means Congress will finally allow oil development in the refuge.
You know, it's 50% of something is better than 90% of nothing.
If congressional estimates are correct, the 50-50 split would give Alaska, over the next 10 years, about $1.1 billion. That's less than half the current annual budget deficit. And yet, to hear Senator Maria Cantwell tell it, even 50% of the revenues is too much to give Alaska. The Washington State Democrat leads the anti-drilling fight in the Senate. She says when her colleagues learn ANWR revenues could help Alaska with its budget problem, it helps turn them against drilling.
We've talked to several members who now are saying, oh, I didn't realize this was the structure that we were giving Alaskans, basically, the opportunity to get well on the revenue that might come off of this.
Cantwell's primary objection, though, is environmental. She says drilling would damage a treasured ecosystem, a point Senator Murkowski vigorously disputes. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.